but here to breathe the word upon it. Amen? The Bible says, by faith we stand. The word of God declares to us. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, in other words, God wants to increase every one of our faiths, each and every one of our faith, so that we can stand victorious. I love what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse number 13, before I get into our text this morning. He says, watch ye, or watch out, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men. In other words, be courageous, be strong. And so when we're looking at our text today, in the second letter to the church of Corinth, he ends with that thought, but he begins with this. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is this, is 2 Corinthians 1:20, where he says, for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. So it means that everything he said, he will do. Amen? And so it's always asking you and I to do is to come into agreement with his word. And as we come into agreement with his word can accomplish what he sent it to the house to do. How many know that God has something to say to every last one of us today? Amen? In verse number 21, he says, now he which establisheth us with you in Christ and have anointed us is God, who have also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Moreover, I call God for a record upon my soul that to spare you I came not as yet unto Corinth. Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy. For by faith ye stand. I titled this morning is Confirmed and Affirmed. Confirmed and affirmed. To confirm something is to establish as the truth. To affirm it is to state as a fact. Amen? So we're going to establish the truth and we're going to affirm it as stated as of a fact. So we're going to look at he appointed, he adjoined, and he anointed is what we're going to preach on today. So can we lift the word together and make a declaration here? We're going to come into unity here. Repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will not be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're so grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to do in this house today. Again, Lord, I pray, Father God, speak through me, Father God. Spirit of the living God, speak to your children the words that you would like to say to them, Father God. May Carl get out of your way. And may the Spirit of the Lord just move and minister to every heart and every life of everyone that's gathered here today. And when all is said and done, you will receive all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen and amen. So first in our text today, I'm looking at verse number 21. He which establisheth us, or who has appointed us. Amen. God has appointed you and I for a time such as now. How many know that God is the God of today? Amen. Even though he was in history, he's the God of today. And God's talking to you and I. He says, don't worry about tomorrow. I've got that handled. Amen. I want you to hear what I have for you today. I love this when we say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. So first he wants us to know that he has appointed us. So if you look with me in Isaiah chapter 54, or you can just write it down and refer to it later. I'll be through the Word of God today. Appointed, confirmed, we're establishing the truth. And affirming it, we're stating it as a fact. The prophet Isaiah says in Isaiah 54, 14, in righteousness shalt thou be established. Now we all know that we don't have our own righteousness. We have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. The Bible says our righteousness was like filthy rags. So you and I have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Thou shalt be far from oppression. How many are being oppressed right now? Come on, is something bugging you? Something's oppressing you? The Father wants you to get revelation and understanding. For thou shalt not fear. Wait a minute. You know, the Bible says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Okay? And from terror, for it shall not come near thee. But then he says this. He says, behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. God isn't saying that you're not going to have enemies. God's not saying that you're not going to have people that rise up against you. But here's what he says. Whosoever that shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Amen. God wants to establish a truth in us today. So look with us and look at me in Romans chapter 16. The Word of God says we're established, we've been appointed. Verse 25 says, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. That's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen? Amen? God wants you and I to recognize who we are. Amen? That he's speaking the truth. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and it's the truth that shall make us free. So he's establishing the truth. He says he's appointed you. You're appointed. Amen? How many know that God, when you're appointed to something, you're appointed with an appointment? Amen? That God has a plan in every heart and every life of every last one gathered in the room. One thing I love about the Lord is he says, I know the plans that I think towards you, says the Lord. Plans for good and not for evil. Plans to give you hope and an expected end. Amen? So I know that I serve a good God, and you and I serve a good God that has good things from us. Now, where is all this bad coming from? This bad things that are coming, they aren't coming from the Lord. They're coming from the adversary. And what is the adversary trying to do? He's trying to steal your peace. He's trying to steal your joy. He's trying to destroy you. He's come to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give you life in the abundance thereof. And you can only have life in the abundance thereof if you stay connected to the source of life. It's just like this light that's on this socket up here. If that light isn't screwed into the socket, if it's just hanging there, it will not glow. It has its light through the connection. As it's connected to the power, then it manifests light. And many are trying to walk around in the light, and they're not staying connected to the source of power, and they're trying to do it on your own power and your own strength, and you're getting beat up. And God says, no, recognize the one that's inside of you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And recognize that we have the power and authority because we've been appointed. Amen. I don't know about you, but the Lord's appointed me and called me his son. And he's called you his son and his daughter. Amen. So he's called you with purpose and a plan. Amen. He doesn't just call you just for the sake of calling you. Amen. He's appointed you. Amen. In other words, when we start walking in our calling and our anointing, we'll recognize that greater is he. You'll operate in more power and more strength. In Colossians chapter 2, verse number 6, the Apostle Paul says this to the church of Colossus. He says this. He says, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you've been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Amen. If you abide in him and his words abide in you. Amen. We're walking with him. We're walking according to his word. We're walking in his power. We're walking in his mind. Why? Because you've been appointed. You were appointed to be here today, whether you know it or not. Because God wanted you to hear what he had to say. And what he is saying today, he is saying to you. Because God wants you to know how valuable you are to him, and how valuable you are to the body of Christ, and how valuable you are to your family, that you have great value and great worth. And that's what the adversary constantly tries to do. He tries to steal your value and tries to steal your worth. But God says, no, my child, you're a precious jewel to me. Amen. That you're precious. You're not only precious to me, but you're precious to others around you. And God loves you, and so do others, no matter what it seems like or what it looks like. Hallelujah. Is that what you're saying? Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, he says, mercy says no. I'm not going to let you go. I'm not going to let you slip away. Life and death are standing face to face, and nothing will take my grace away. My mercy says no. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. What is God saying? He is establishing a truth. The truth he's establishing here today is you've been appointed. He's affirming the truth. He's stating it as a fact. I got another message coming up. I don't know what is coming up, but I was in the park the other day. And for the older folks in here, back to black and white. It might have been after black and white TV, Dragnet. Anybody remember Dragnet? Amen. And Joe Friday, he would say, just the facts. Just the facts. Amen. So God is establishing the truth that you've been appointed, and he's stating it as a fact. Amen. Now, one of the things the Lord is saying is, he says, who he appoints, he adjoins. Amen. He adjoins, he connects. United we stand. To be adjoined to somebody is to be connected with them. All right? So as he is adjoining, he connects us together as a body. Amen? And if you look with me in Psalms 133, verse number 1, the Word of God says this, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended from the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Recognize that God has not only appointed us for a time such as now, but he has adjoined us. He called us together as a body. Amen? And as a body, we all need each other. I need you. I need you to function. Amen? Sometimes I'm walking around like this. That's funny, huh? Because when the parts are missing, and sometimes people don't realize how valuable and how important their part is. And not every gift is in front. Some of the greatest gifts are behind the scenes. But everybody's important and everybody's valuable. Look to the one next to you and say, you are super valuable to me. You are super valuable to me. I need you. 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 Amen? God wants us to understand how valuable and how important that we are, not just to him, but to one another. You know, and that's one of the things the adversary tries to do all the time. Well, I can do this thing on my own. Well, you can't do it on your own. God never called anyone to be an island. And John in the Isle of Patmos didn't want to be in an island. He was a prisoner in that island. He didn't want to be there, okay? He didn't call him to be an island to himself either. Amen? But we're thankful for that island because we have the book of Revelations. Hallelujah. So look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. We're looking at to establish the truth and to state it as a fact. We've been appointed and we've been adjoined. Verse number 10, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing and that there be no divisions among you and that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. Now, if I'm abiding in him and his words abide in me, and I have the mind of Christ Jesus, as we're speaking the word of God, we can come into agreement. Amen? We can walk in agreement. Amen? You know, there's many, many different denominations out there. The Lord showed it to me one time. It was like Baskin-Robbins ice cream. There was 32 flavors of ice cream, but they all had milk. They all had a common denominator. And even though there's different flavors in the body of Christ, we all have milk. I'm talking about those that have Christ Jesus. Amen? Amen. We may have different flavors. We may have different personalities. But we all have one common denominator, and that's Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen? Amen. And if we focus on Christ Jesus more than we focus on our differences, amen, we can walk in super-duper unity. You know what? You know what I like about super-duper unity? The Bible says, when two agree as touching anything they ask, it shall be given them from my Father which is in heaven. And that's why the adversary wants us so much to be in disagreement. Because look out when we come into agreement. Hallelujah. And then all of a sudden when we're agreeing with one another, then God arises and the enemy is scattered. So he says to you and I, the Apostle Paul says in Colossians chapter 2, Apostle says in verse number 2, he says that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and the Father and of Christ Jesus. But we're being comforted because we're being knit together in love. Love will cover a multitude of sins, all right? And as love abounds in the house of God, we have compassion and understanding on one another. Amen? Amen? Just like today. You may not have seen it. Now, some people think I pick on Dusty too much, but I love Dusty tremendously. Amen? And Dusty, the Lord used Dusty to say to you today that mercy says no. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, God says his mercy says no. That's right. Amen? His love will abound. Love will cover the multitude of sins. It's his love. And as we allow the love of Christ to flow through us, we can establish what? We're established in truth and stated as a fact that God is love. Amen? And perfect love casts out all fear because fear have torment. Therefore, fear is not made perfect in love. Amen. So we're walking in love with one another. Amen. That doesn't mean we have the same personalities. That doesn't mean we have the same backgrounds. We're all come from different places. Amen. We have different mothers and different fathers, and we come from different areas. But we have a common denominator, and it's Christ Jesus our Lord. And as we come together, we can come together in the unity of faith. Believe in God, because God said it, he confirmed it, he established the truth, and he affirms it, he states it as a fact, that he has appointed each and every one of us, and he's adjoined us together as one. There's one body in Christ. Amen? And that's why the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 3. He says this, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Now, if I endeavor to do something, if I look at that word endeavoring, that means I'm working at it. I've given it my best. It just doesn't come. Amen? It means I have to do something. But the Word of God says this. Jesus said this. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Amen? So we're blessed. God has established the truth and stated it as a fact that we've been appointed for such a time as now. We've been joined together as one, as a body. And who God appoints and who God adjoins, he also anoints. The anointing doesn't precede the appointing. The appointing doesn't precede the adjoining. It works like this. God appoints and he adjoins and then he anoints. Guys, there's power in the connection. So with that in mind, look with me in 1 John chapter 2. Hallelujah. I'm going to start with verse 26. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you, that try to draw you away, to try to steal what God is wanting to do in your heart and life, that saying to you the things of the world are better than the things of God, and that is trying to occupy your time, just trying to steal from you what the Lord has. The Apostle John says this. He says, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and I. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is of truth and no lie. And even as it taught you, you shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. You know, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and I. We have anointing. We have anointed. The Spirit of God teaches us all things. We have the Spirit of God that teaches us. We have a tutor, we have a teacher, we have a comforter, we have an advocate, we have a friend. Christ himself, in the Spirit of God, is living within you as a child of God. Amen? He wants you to know that you're anointed. Hello? That you're anointed. And that your part that's to the body is anointed also. He's appointed you, he's adjoined you to a body, and he has anointed you for such a time as now. And second Timothy, the Apostle Paul, writing to his student, Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 12, we'll start there. He says, the Apostle says to his student, for the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I'm not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Listen to what he says. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing, that precious word of God which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in you. Amen. In other words, he's given us the helper to help us keep his word. Amen. To put his word to practice. I love what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 12. He says this, Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Amen. So with this in mind, that we've been appointed, we've been adjoined, and we've been anointed, we're confirming, establishing the truth, we're affirming, we're stating it as a fact. And 1 John, chapter 4, verse number 6. The Word of God says this: we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Jesus said this. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Error never freed anyone. What the devil has done, even to the Word of God, he's watered it down with two versions that don't even speak the truth any longer. And people don't understand why they're still living in bondage. Why are they still in prison? Because they're not believing the truth. And because it's only the truth that sets us free. Amen. Amen. And my words do not set you free. Jesus said, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. Amen. And God wants you and I to understand something today in closing today. What he wants you and I to understand today in closing is, hey, he's appointed you for a time such as now. And all the people in the world, God chose you. God didn't say you will not go through storms. God did not say you will not go through trials. God did not say you will not go through tests. But he said he would be there. He would never leave you nor forsake you, that he would be as close as the call of his name. I don't know about you, but I know in my life, the only area I ever grew in is when I was going through a trial or a test. Now I want to be a quick student. In other words, when we're going through things, God wants you to understand that you're appointed, that he established you, that you're called, and that he's adjoined you to others, and how important it is to, the Bible says, and in Hebrews 10:25, he says, not forsaking the assembly of themselves together as the manner of some is, as we see the day approaching. He wants us to know that the other one next to you, they need you as much as you need them. And you might not connect with everybody when you come into a house, but you know what? All of our faith is connected in this atmosphere. That doesn't mean that you're going to be best friends with everybody in the room. What we're bringing in, you know what we're calling carrying into this room today? We're all carrying in a measure of faith. Amen. And every measure is important. So he says he's appointed us, that he's joined us together, and that he has anointed us. He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 22, he has also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. I don't know about you, church, But I needed to hear that today. I needed to hear how valuable I was to him. I needed to hear how valuable I was to each and every one of you. And how valuable you are to me. Hello? You know, when we get revelation and understanding of this, the glory of God will manifest himself in such a sweet and special way. Why do you think the adversary wants to separate and divide? Why do you think he wants to make you feel like you're not even a part? Sometimes people come in and say, well, oh, nobody cares about me and nobody loves me, and they get over here like this. And then the Father says this. And he says, give, and it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. As you give unto others, he'll give unto you. So if some reason you're feeling out of place or unloved, step out of it and step to someone else and show someone some love. Show somebody some grace. Hey, share some joy with somebody today. Because, hey, I don't know about you, but the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. And he said today, he said, I established this truth, and I'm stating it as a fact. I've appointed you, I've anointed you, and I've anointed you for such a time as now. Now let's rise. Hallelujah. Let's rise together. Let's rise together. Let's rise together. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands to heaven. Father, I thank you for the appointment and the joining and the anointing of everyone in the room, Father God. I praise you and I give you glory for their value and their worth. Father, I pray, Father God, that you meet everyone right where they're at. Father God, that no weapon that's formed against them will prosper. Every tongue that rises up will condemn. They are the children of God, Father God, and your righteousness is flowing through their blood. So, Father God, I praise you and give you glory for uniting us together, Father God, to bringing us together in unity. And, Father, we thank you, Father God. We thank you and give you praise and glory for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and everything you're about to do. As we step forward today to participate and partake of communion, communion is not only saying that we're connected with one another, but that we're connected with you by your broken blood, body and your shed blood. So, Father God, as we search our hearts, as we come forward, Father God, if there's anything that's not pleasing to you in our hearts and lives, may we just repent and release it to you, Father God. And Father God, you talked about something today. You said something's going to spring forth today. That we're stepping in a new season. We're stepping in a new day. There's a fresh anointing that's coming our way. A season of increase and prosperity. A season of your favor flowing down on you and me. So Lord, we rejoice in that. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. So come with me and gather around the altar.